One of the richest counties in the U.S., Orange County, California, is under federal pressure to deal with homelessness. Its few shelters are overflowing. Plans to build new emergency facilities face strong opposition. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Patrick Hogan could easily be the poster child of the Southern California homelessness crisis. He's never been able to rebound after losing his home during the crash 10 years ago. He worked temp agency jobs, but 10 bucks an hour doesn't cut it here.
Fortunately, I had friends that I could stay with for a few months, but when they sold their home, that was it.
Hogan ended up camping along with hundreds of others in a sprawling tent city in a dried-up riverbed.
My experience has taught me one thing, that the most discriminated group of people, at least in America, are the poor.
In court filings, homeless advocates argue Orange County's failure to find long-term solutions for the poor has led to a humanitarian crisis. A federal judge agreed the tent cities along the river were cleared a month ago, and the county had to pay for hotel vouchers while new permanent shelters are found or built. Those vouchers expire this week, and it's not clear where people will go. Protesters outside the Orange County Board of Supervisors chant No Tent City. Cheryl Nakano and hundreds of others arrived in chartered buses from Irvine to protest county plans to build a temporary shelter near their homes and schools.
Not all homeless people are bad, but certain ones are. And, you know, the drugs, it affects our children. They wander onto the school.
The alarming spike in homelessness has exposed how few resources and infrastructure there are for people in crisis here. Some protesters said finding a permanent solution has never been a top political priority.
We're all sorry.
Orange County Supervisor Todd Spitzer spoke at a public hearing yesterday.
We know we can do better. We're a big county. We're a smart county. We're an influential county. The nation is watching us.
But with protesters chanting outside, the county voted to rescind its plans for now to build three new emergency shelters. The supervisors did commit to fast-track spending tens of millions of unspent dollars to help the poor. A few blocks from the hearing room, a large homeless encampment of worn tents and blue tarps remains in front of the Santa Ana courthouse. There's only one outhouse. Nearby, an official temporary county shelter sits inside a converted bus terminal. Patrick Hogan stayed there for a few nights, but says it was too crowded.
It is the most disgraceful thing in a county like Orange County, one of the most affluent counties in the country.
Hogan says he was recently able to line up housing on his own. It's safe to say many others here won't be as fortunate. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Santa Ana, California.